This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you. A little bit of a different sound right now to the show, right? But I am on the telephone because we have a connection problem. I don't know what's going on, but they are working on fixing the connection between my office and studio here in Florida and the network, which is in Minneapolis. So we're going to do this first segment on the telephone, and then maybe we'll try to fix this. And during the first break, we'll connect the normal way. And this might have something to do with the fact that I installed a brand new modem this week, and everything was working. I double-checked everything, tested it, and had no trouble, and even did a test connect on my what's called a Comrex unit here, and all was working. But now we're not connecting. They're not seeing me on the screen there. So we'll do this first segment over the phone, and we'll see what happens. We've got a great guest lined up for you tonight in hour number two. Derek Gilbert is here, and you probably remember him as being a prior guest. I think he's been with us two other times before. He is with Skywatch Television. Tonight we're going to talk about his book, Last Clash of the Titans. And this is a really interesting book because it gets into the whole issue of Greek mythology. And he actually takes this concept that many people think it was just, these were all mythological figures. For example, Zeus, he makes the argument that Zeus is actually Satan and that these mythological figures are actually real and will be part of the final war between God and the fallen angels. So this is going to be really fascinating, hour number two tonight. Next week, television legend John Barber is here. And many of you know him from Real People, a lot of his TV shows that he's had over the years. But he's here next week to talk about his fascinating documentary on the JFK assassination. So that will be next week. I also want to let you know about something kind of new that I'm doing. A lot of you know that I shared last week and a couple of weeks ago about my experience with CBD oil and how I've been using that for sleep and how well it's been working for me. Well, I decided to actually join the business of the company whose product I've been using. And it's a really cool deal for $49. You can join the business yourself, and you can get all set up to be able to market this online, the CBD oil, the CBD cream, all the nutritional supplements. It's $49, one-time fee, and that includes your website and everything you need to get a business going online with CBD. So if you want to do that, here is the URL, jimscbdteam.com, jimscbdteam.com. CBDteam.com. All right, I wanted to spend a lot of time tonight, maybe even the whole hour, talking about what is happening with Bitcoin. And I want to start out with an article. By the way, if you haven't been following the price of Bitcoin, it is taking off again big time. And right now I'm looking at a live Bitcoin quote. It is almost up to $5,300. And that's a big jump from where it was just recently, was at only $3,600, and now it's up to almost $5,300. Very interesting article I was reading this afternoon. in Bitcoinist.com. And very exciting if you follow a technical analyst named Peter Brandt. Peter Brandt is suggesting that the current Bitcoin price action could be entering a new parabolic advance. And what he's suggesting is very similar to what happened a couple of years ago when Bitcoin jumped up to 20,000. He sees a pattern similar to that, and he's saying that Bitcoin could actually get into the range of $100,000. Wow. You see a lot of these predictions about Bitcoin online, and you honestly, you know, you don't know what to make of it. Are these people just making these big predictions to try to get attention? You know, what's really going on here? One of the things, though, that is really influencing the market, it's one of these things that kind of crept up on the market, is the fact that nearly 18 million Bitcoin have already been mined. That means there's only about 3 more million Bitcoin to be created. That's when we get to the maximum supply of Bitcoin of 21 million. And a lot of people are starting to look at this. And so what's going to happen here, they think in the next few weeks, we're going to reach another mining difficulty increase. So the mining difficulty will double, making it that much more difficult to earn Bitcoin by way of mining. And we're reaching this maximum supply of 21 million Bitcoin, which should come in maybe a handful of years or even less. This is all raising the attention, people looking at Bitcoin realizing that unlike fiat currency, for example, the U.S. dollar, there will not be an unlimited number of Bitcoin created. Bitcoin is limited to 21 million by the software that was used to actually create Bitcoin. 21 million is the maximum supply that will ever be created. And what's even more exciting is when you read some of the estimates that maybe as much as 20% or more of the Bitcoin that's already been created has been lost, that even further reduces the supply. And I've looked at some really interesting mathematical calculations where they'll say, look, what if every millionaire in the world wanted to have just one Bitcoin? And then they put price projections to it. I'm not really big on making these price projections. But what I want to talk about tonight is, can you afford not to own a little bit of Bitcoin? And that's really, you know, the question I've been asking for a long time. And I've never been one to suggest that people put in their life savings. But when I read articles like I read recently this last week, that half of Americans have nothing for retirement, nothing. And half of Americans couldn't come up with $1,000 if they needed it for an emergency. These are startling statistics. And I know some people, when they get financially desperate, when they become financially hopeless, they end up playing the lottery, you know, buying a lottery ticket. Maybe I'll win the Powerball. Maybe I'll win the Mega Millions. Well, you know, the odds of that happening are, I think, similar to the odds of being struck by lightning multiple times. It's astronomically low that you'll ever win the lottery. But could Bitcoin be that lottery ticket for you? Could you put in $100 or a couple of $100 into Bitcoin? It is bizarre to even imagine that $100 in Bitcoin back in 2009 today is worth over $200 million. It's shocking when you think about that, and that's not a mathematical mistake I'm making. $100 worth over $200 million today from Bitcoin. And there's a lot of different cryptocurrencies beside Bitcoin. Some of them are going for a penny or a nickel. So this hour, I want to spend some time talking about Bitcoin, how to get into Bitcoin, what some of the alternatives to Bitcoin are, what that looks like, and also promote a little bit my book, the 90-minute Bitcoin quick start. Maybe we'll fix the connection, or maybe we'll do the whole show on the phone. We'll find out. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, you're back. If this sounds a little bit different tonight, I'm on the telephone. We have a little bit of a connection issue between my home broadcast studio and our studio in Minneapolis, but we're going to do the show anyway. This is what happens sometimes with technology. Can't live with it, can't live without it. And we are talking about Bitcoin this hour. And I have a book out called The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. It sells for $10 on Amazon. And I'm not doing this hour just to promote my book, but I will tell you that a lot of people have asked me if there was a way that there could be some sort of a bullet point or a PDF or something I could do to give them a track to run on to get started with Bitcoin. And so many people asked me about that, I decided to write this book. It wasn't, in the beginning, it was just going to be a PDF, 20, 30 pages, turned out to be a 150-page book, and I get into every element of getting started with Bitcoin, including how you can get started with just $10 if that's all that you have. So that's all in the book. It's pretty unique in that way because a lot of the Bitcoin books are either written for people with larger amounts of money or they're written for people who already know a lot about Bitcoin. So, and there's sort of this, I'll use the word, sort of this snob kind of mentality in the Bitcoin world, which is that if you're not familiar with all the terms, with all the processes and the technology, nobody really wants to tell you how it works. It's just kind of that way. I wish it was not, but it's sort of like a closed community in many ways. I decided to put together this book to be able to kind of break through that and give people a 101, because most of the books and the training and the articles you read online, they assume you already know a lot. I also set up a special website called BitcoinBloodhound.com. And at BitcoinBloodhound.com, I have some articles, I have some videos, a lot of good information there for people that don't know anything about Bitcoin and they want to get started. Now, I was talking just before the break about this Peter Brandt article, and this is from Bitcoinist.com. And this is where he's suggesting that based on technical analysis, that another parabolic advance could be in the works for Bitcoin. And he says that that could bump Bitcoin up to $100,000 per individual Bitcoin. And here we go. Bitcoin is reaching another new multi-month high right now as we are live on the radio. 5,313 is the latest quote for Bitcoin. This is getting exciting. It really is. And a lot of people, you know, have been following me since I started talking about Bitcoin in 2012. And the naysayers didn't say much when Bitcoin hit 20,000. But then when Bitcoin came back down to 10,000 and 5,000 and 3,000, they all were running their mouth saying, oh, you know, I told you. But look, if you started buying it at $12, which is what I did, you know, my heart wasn't completely crushed when it came back down from 20,000 down to 3,000. But, you know, the thing is you buy more when it's low, and that's what I've done. You buy more when it's low, and now we've got new highs coming in. This price right now, $5,313, is a breakout, a technical breakout, and this could mean much, much higher prices coming into this new week. Now, one of the things, I made a list here today of some of the reasons why I might speculate that this could be happening with Bitcoin. I started in the first segment sharing with you my first reason, which is that the world is now starting to realize that Bitcoin, the creation of new Bitcoins, is coming to an end. The Bitcoin mining difficulty is about to double. And mining is the process by which you can use a computer or a network to be able to earn Bitcoin by donating the processing power. In exchange for donating your processing power, you can earn Bitcoin. And over the years, the amount of Bitcoin you earn for the amount of processing power you put into the network is getting less and less and less and less. So what's about to happen is the mining difficulty is about to double once again as we approach 18 million Bitcoin that we're at 17.6 million right now. We are approaching 18 million Bitcoin. That means there's only a little more than 3 million Bitcoin left to be created. Bitcoin will have a maximum number of Bitcoins of 21 million. This is one of the most exciting parts of Bitcoin, the most exciting features, is it is a limited currency, unlike fiat currency, unlike the U.S. dollar, where they can just print more and more and more, Bitcoin has a limit of 21 million coins that can ever be created. There's not enough Bitcoin so that every millionaire in the world can have one. And that's, we're getting to that point where we're going to stop seeing new Bitcoin created. It could be in a handful of years or less, but we're reaching that point again where the mining difficulty is doubling. So let's get into a couple of more reasons here about why Bitcoin could really be taking off right now. Again, right now, live on the radio, Sunday night, Bitcoin is now crossed over 5,300, and that looks really great technically. All right, the next thing is Brexit. So this week, 5 days from now, there is supposed to be some kind of a Brexit. This is where the United Kingdom leaves the EU, and they're exiting the EU, Britain exiting, so-called Brexit. And they were supposed to create some kind of a plan to make this a smooth transition and to negotiate certain parameters with the European Union. But the government in the UK has been unable to come to any agreement on any kind of transition plan that the European Union has been able to, has been willing to approve. So without one of these kind of smooth transition arrangements, they're talking about what could be a so-called hard Brexit. That means that the people in the UK wake up on April the 12th and they're no longer part of the European Union. And there's been no provision made for businesses to operate over the international lines of the UK into the rest of the European Union. And I'm telling you how serious this is. People are stockpiling food. They are preparing, like they're preparing for a natural disaster, stockpiling food and water, hoarding cash. All kinds of things are going on right now in the UK. And it's one of those things where nobody really believes that there's going to be a hard exit of Great Britain from the European Union. But we're at that point. It's only 5 days from now. So that's reason number two, is there could be a lot of people in the UK, or at least some small percentage, that's all it would take, that are moving money into Bitcoin as a safe haven, because nobody knows what might happen by this Friday if there's a hard exit from the European Union. All right, we'll have more, another reason why Bitcoin could be going up, after this. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes plans to send 8 criminal referrals to the Attorney General this coming week that focuses on the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. Nunes tells Fox News 5 will name specific people and crimes, 3 deal with conspiracy, misleading Congress, obstruction, and classified leaks.
This is kind of a strange situation where you have McCarthyism, like new McCarthyism, that merged with Watergate wannabes. You had unbelievable leaks that occurred across all levels of our government. You had all sorts of reporters. 90% of the press essentially was in on this. It started by dirtying up a presidential candidate, and then it went on to dirtying up a president.
Nunes is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. The United States has temporarily withdrawn some of its forces from Libya. They're there to help local forces combat Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back here live on Sunday night, and tonight I might sound a little bit different to you because I'm connected by the telephone. We're having a little bit of a connection problem between my broadcast studio in my house here in Florida and our main studio, which is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we will clear that up hopefully in the next day or two so we won't have this issue for next week. But this hour, we're talking about Bitcoin, a lot more to talk about. A reminder about next hour, we have Derek Gilbert, and he's been with us before. He'll be with us in about 30 minutes. He's with Skywatch Television. He's also the author of multiple books. Tonight, he'll be with us to talk about Last Clash of the Titans, the Second Coming of Hercules, Leviathan, and the prophesied war between Jesus Christ and the gods of antiquity. I've really been looking forward to this interview tonight in hour number two. Don't miss that. Next week, we've got John Barber here. You know him as the former host of Real People. The television legend and Emmy Award winner John Barber will be here next week to talk about the JFK assassination. All right, so we're talking about Bitcoin, which is just it has just taken off in price over the past few days. Of course, nobody knows about it yet, right, except for us nerds that are Bitcoin enthusiasts that are following it. So this still hasn't broken through to the mainstream media. But this is what will happen. It'll probably happen if Bitcoin, let's say, hits 6,000 or 7,000, or of course when it hits 10,000, that's when you start seeing Bitcoin talked about on CNN and Fox News, and the mainstream media starts talking about it again. They've sort of written it off, and it's been real quiet. You're now seeing pretty good coverage on the financial channels, CNBC in particular, Bloomberg also talking about Bitcoin, but again, sort of limited to the financial realm. So what we're talking about this hour is Bitcoin, the big jump in Bitcoin, and why that might be taking place. We've already talked about the mining difficulty doubling, the realization that we're running out of new Bitcoin to be created. Nearly 18 million Bitcoin have been created, only a maximum of 21 million to ever be created. So we're reaching this point, the new mining difficulty level doubling here soon. We also, just before the break, talked about Brexit. And we're really not hearing a lot about this in the United States. But this could have major worldwide financial consequences if Great Britain does what's called a hard exit out of the European Union. What has been in the works now since Brexit was passed, you know, for the last several months, they've been trying to come up with a plan, a negotiated plan for the UK to leave the European Union in sort of a soft landing and to get the Parliament in the UK to approve some kind of a plan. But there is no plan that everyone can agree on. So what's happening is we're facing an April 12th deadline. And if within 5 days we don't have an agreement in the UK, nobody knows what's going to happen. People in the UK are stockpiling food. I mean, this is almost like, do you remember how we got in the US for Y2K? But this is real. This is a real thing. I mean, I've been reading about some of the problems. You have situations like where airlines that are basically any business that's based outside of the UK that does business inside the UK might have to stop operating on Friday. And that would include airlines and people, for example, that are citizens of the UK that are living in other EU countries would all of a sudden be in limbo. Their permission to live in these other countries would essentially have evaporated overnight. The ability for transportation, you know, companies transporting goods between the UK and EU countries, crossing those borders, they would no longer technically have permission to cross those borders. I read one story about an airline that is operating within the UK, but it's based out of one of the other EU countries, that all of the flights would have to be canceled in and out of the UK because there would technically be no more legal framework to be able to cross those borders. And so to kind of explain this in layman's terms, it would be like if the United States, if let's say Florida broke off from the United States, you could no longer just get in your car in Florida and drive up I-95 into Georgia. You'd have to go through customs and a checkpoint and all of the interstate commerce that occurs whether it be freight travel, railroads, airplanes, all of that disappears. And Florida, in that example, would be like its own separate standalone country. Now, in the EU, of course, the UK is a separate country. But under this, the UK is a separate country, but the EU kind of puts all of these countries together in a group, almost like the United States operates, where we have 50 individual states, but they're all under the umbrella of the United States. I mean, you don't have to go through a checkpoint when you cross the state line from Florida to Georgia and show a passport or any of that, or pay taxes on goods that you're moving between those two states. But that's exactly what's about to happen. And nobody knows how this is going to work. It's almost like a crash landing, and it's Friday, and nobody in the U.S. is talking about it. So Brexit could be one really big thing. The third thing I wanted to mention was the stock market. And, of course, the U.S. stock market has started to make a nice recovery, but a lot of people are concerned. They're concerned about the really alarming amount of worldwide debt that exists now, and they're concerned about the level of the U.S. stock market, and a lot of other markets appear to be very much overvalued. There is, of course, recession talk here in the U.S. We went from a Federal Reserve that was promising additional rate cuts to now saying rate increases to now saying no more rate increases for this year. So we went from a perception of an economy that was growing so quickly that was almost overheated that would have required rate increases by the Fed to the Fed now saying, well, we're probably not going to raise rates because things don't look as good anymore. So money is moving into cryptocurrency. Many times you see sort of a sympathetic movement between cryptocurrency and gold. That is moving money into Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as a safe haven, as a way to take money out of the U.S. dollar, out of the U.S. markets, out of all of these world markets, and kind of put it in a safe haven to keep it out of those areas of risk. So that could be yet another reason. But I want to mention this a little bit before the break. When we come back, I'll talk about it more. The idea of buying Bitcoin through a brokerage account, which a lot of people don't even know that this exists. And I have this in one of our family's IRA accounts. I have this Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. The stock symbol is GBTC, or phonetically that would be George Boy Thomas Charlie, GBTC. And you can buy that through any of the major brokerage firms, and you can even buy it and put it inside your IRA account. So this would be one way if you don't want to go through, you know, the little bit of steps involved in buying Bitcoin directly. You could actually buy it within your brokerage account and even hold it within your IRA account, which is really cool because if you own it in an IRA, then all of your taxable gains would be deferred until the point in time that you began to withdraw your funds from your IRA account. So that's something I want to get into a little bit more after the break. And also I want to talk about, after the break, I'm going to get into some of these smaller cryptocurrencies and how you can find out about what might be the Bitcoin of tomorrow. We'll have that and more. We'll be back.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, hello everybody. We are back. We are live on Sunday night. Tonight it might sound a little bit different to you because I am connected by telephone, and we've got a little bit of a technical issue with my home studio connecting with Minneapolis, where our GCN main studio is. No worries, though, because we can connect by phone and all is good. We still have our guests all lined up for next hour. Derek Gilbert will be here. And this hour, we're talking about Bitcoin. And I've been sharing with you my excitement and my thoughts about Bitcoin. And, you know, one of the ideas here that some people are really talking about is this idea of fear of missing out. Fear of missing out, or what you see online, FOMO, fear of missing out. Some people are putting it like this, and I think this is a great way to put it. Do you need to buy a little bit of Bitcoin just in case? In other words, do you want to not own any Bitcoin and be that person that looks back and says, I could have put $100 in? I could have put $500 in. I mean, back in 2009, had you put $100 in, you'd have over $200 million today. I don't think it's possible that we would see that type of a jump in value. That was just astronomical. And Bitcoin was virtually unheard of in 2009. But today, nobody really has an excuse to not have just a little bit. I mean, even if you had, all you had was $10 to get started with Bitcoin, you can do that at a website like Coinbase.com. You can get started with $10 or $15 or $20. In fact, if you'll email me, I can give you a link where if you click on this link, you'll get $10 of free Bitcoin when you buy $100. So you'll get an immediate, like a 10% immediate bump and gain on your Bitcoin if you use this link that I give you. So you can email me, Jim at ChristianMoney.com, for that link. But again, a lot of this, how to get started, all the questions people have, why does Bitcoin have a value, how is this really money, all of that is in my book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. Now, one of the websites that you want to get familiar with, if you want to start learning not just about Bitcoin, but about cryptocurrency in general, is you want to get familiar with a website called CoinMarketCap.com, CoinMarketCap.com. What this is, it has a listing of all of the major cryptocurrencies. I think it lists, I don't know, I think it goes into like over 1,000 cryptocurrencies are here. And what it does is it gives you several columns by which you can rank the cryptocurrency. So the default setting is the cryptocurrencies are ranked by market capitalization. That is the value of one coin multiplied by the number of coins that are in circulation. So if you look at the, you know, the default setting at coinmarketcap.com, you'll begin to see the top cryptocurrencies. This is basically based on the size of the cryptocurrency. That is the value of one coin times the number of coins in circulation, the market size, if you will, or market capitalization. In the first five or six, you might have heard these names before. Of course, Bitcoin is number one. Number two is Ethereum. Number three is Ripple XRP. Number four is Bitcoin Cash. Number five is Litecoin. Number six is EOS. Number seven is Binance Coin. Number eight is Stellar. Number nine is Cardano. And number 10 is Tether. Now, one of the interesting things you can do, and I talk about this in the book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start, is you can manipulate these columns at coinmarketcap.com. And one of the things you can do is rank the cryptocurrencies by price per coin, and then you can reverse it to show the lowest price cryptocurrencies first. And I'll give you an example of this. So I'm just looking at the top 100 cryptocurrencies. So these are the top 100. So these would certainly be all players, quote unquote. These are, we're not getting into the, you know, 900th or the 1,000th in size, but these are the top 100 in size. You could even say, let's limit it to the top 50 in size and take a look at some of the prices on some of these. There's a coin called Vest Chain, which is number 49 in size of all cryptocurrencies in the world, and you can buy one coin for 2 cents. There's a coin called Digibyte, which is number 48 of all cryptocurrencies in the world by size. You can buy one coin for 1.4 cents. There's one here, they're number 46. It's called Holo. You can buy one coin for 0.001. So that's 1/10 of a penny. Another one called Bytecoin, B-Y-T-E, Bytecoin, another one, 1/10 of a penny for one single coin. Another one I like here, this is number 39 in size of all cryptocurrencies in the world, BitShares. BitShares is only 7.5 cents for one coin, and BitShares is actually created by the same guy that created EOS, which is the number six in size overall cryptocurrency. So you can start to look at some of these smaller coins. Maybe you'll put $100 in Bitcoin, then you could take $100 and put it into some of these smaller coins. And if you're getting into these coins where, you know, it's like 1/10 of a penny for one coin, and you put, you know, $10, you know, this is what I did was, I ended up with like 46 different cryptocurrencies because I started buying some of these smaller ones, and you can buy thousands of them for like $15, $20 because the price is even below a penny in some cases. And it's sort of like covering all the numbers on the roulette wheel because you don't know which of these coins could very well be the next Bitcoin. I think it's going to be similar to the internet sector. You know, that is, you're going to have the market leaders, those people that have the first mover advantage, those companies, the coins. So, you know, Bitcoin is a big player. They're the first mover. They're the big name. They're the Facebook. Okay, we'll say that. But there are others. You know, there's somebody in here that is the next, is the Twitter. There's somebody in here that is the Snapchat or the Pinterest. There are other coins that will be up-and-comers. And those can present an opportunity possibly today that could be similar to the 2009 opportunity of getting into Bitcoin when one Bitcoin was actually less than a penny, which was back in 2009. All interesting, all fascinating to watch tonight as we are live on Sunday night, and we're looking at Bitcoin right now, $5,283 for one Bitcoin, $5,283 for one Bitcoin. A little bit earlier, it was up to over $5,300. Really exciting to see what's happening. Again, my book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start, it's 10 bucks on Amazon. If you're a Prime member, you get the book for free. There's a whole chapter in there, for example, on how to get free Bitcoin. There are different ways of earning and receiving Bitcoin for free. There's a whole section in there about how to find these so-called penny cryptos. These are the cryptocurrencies that are going for a penny or even less than a penny. So a lot of different topics in the book, including, you know, those questions everybody has. How is Bitcoin really money? You know, how does it work? What gives it a value? How can you spend it? All of these things people want to know, the basic questions. And as I said earlier, my book really starts at square one. You know, it's like the 101. And nobody had written a book like this. All of the other books were more advanced, were for people that already had sort of that basic foundational understanding of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. As we close out this hour, I'll remind you again of that new business opportunity that I have been making available, just started making available this opportunity this week. If you would like to learn more about starting your own online CBD business, you can get going for $49, and that includes a free website, and that's for a one-time cost of $49. Check out my website, jimscbdteam.com, jimscbdteam.com. Tomorrow night, Monday night, 1:30 a.m. Eastern, I will be making a short appearance on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, kind of previewing my big speaking engagement where I'll be with George here in Miami, Florida in July. So if you're a Coast to Coast AM listener, I'll be on tomorrow night, Monday night at 1:30 a.m. Eastern for just a brief appearance. We'll take a break for news and announcements. We'll be back with our guests after this.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.